Blackstone Audio presents A Thread So Thin by Marie Bostwick.
To My Precious Daughters in Love. Prologue. Liza Burgess. By the time a person gets to be 22 years old, you'd think she'd be pretty self-aware. I always thought I was. But recently I learned something new about myself. I don't like surprises. I don't like decisions, either. Until pretty recently, I didn't have to make many decisions, not important ones, not the kind that will change your life. When you're a kid, adults tend to make your choices for you. Life is just filled with too many choices. That's what I think. Maybe I'd feel differently if my childhood hadn't been cut short by a few years, but it was. The way I see it, the older you get, the more chance there is that the choices you make now will screw up the whole rest of your life. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. My mom died from breast cancer at about the same time I graduated from high school. Just like that, I was alone in the world. My dad is alive, at least I guess he is, but I've never met him, and wouldn't have known how to contact him even if I'd wanted to. I knew I had an Aunt Abigail, too, my mom's older sister, but I didn't want to contact her either, and for good reason. Mom and Abigail hadn't spoken to each other since before I was born. Their falling out was complicated and multifaceted, but it began because of my father, the man they'd both loved and, eventually, were both deserted by. But when my mom died, I didn't know that. All I knew was that Abigail had cut off all contact with Mom and, by extension,